long, beer goblin. Get off that hen. I sure would like to hear gobble, gobble, gobble again. I got a mouth call, sleigh call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Long, beer goblin. Get off that hen. Fresh took shade droppings on the ground. Can you prove that you are near? Please don't deprive me of that sound. I love to hear long beer gobbling. Get off that hen. I sure wouldn't like to hear gobble, gobble, gobble again. I got a mouth call, slate call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Long beer gobbling.
Yeah, baby, a little long beer gobbler. Good friend Kevin Blake Weldon. Welcome back to the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here with Peanut, the Vulgar Vogger's birthday party, Maddie G. This is our National Wild Turkey Federation's 2017 convention. Yes, boys and girls, Nashville, Tennessee. What a show. What a trip. And we're doing a little recap here. And in just a minute, we're going to get the 2017 Grand National Calling Champion on. We've got a couple things we've got to do first. First of all, Midwest Outdoors Magazine.
Wow.
March issue is here. Read who's on the cover, in his own words.
Ted Tykoski. Tykoski.
That's why I handed it to you. And we'll have Mark Strand on next week, the editor, to talk about that. And upcoming in October issue, I'm going to go ahead and tell her, they said not to, but I'm going to say, we're going to have Ted Nugent on the cover.
Yay.
And they got a great interview with Ted. So that's the March issue is out. It's on newsstands now. I got on a blog and got in trouble. We were talking about, I got to stay off, I understand it. We were talking about these states trying to implement laws where you can't have a turkey call in the woods before season. And when I post that calling has absolutely no negative effect to turkey behavior, then they all go crazy. And so one person asked me, well, how big is your research area? And I said, America. And that didn't make them very happy. And before we go to our next guest, we're going to play a little segment on a media hunt the day before. When I got there, the people that were there to guide the outdoor media and the writers said, it's going to be really tough. They're not gobbling. They're not doing anything. We think it's over. We went up on the river bluff, as I do on every camp, and I've been doing for 30 years in Massachusetts, and I used a turkey call to get a turkey count. And you asked me about this a while ago. You didn't know I had this on the show. So we're going to play that real quick before we go to Jesse Martin. And here's a little scouting thing. It was heavy fog that morning, and all my guys are on the bluff. The riders are coming in the next day. And to sum this up, we're just going to play a little sound for you, is that all the riders, we shot several TV shows, and they all killed turkeys on this Ozark farm. And this deal that I did is what made it happen, because we were able to know where the turkeys were that morning. It was right after daylight when they were down on the ground. Go ahead. River Bluff, Ozarks. I had a Sennheiser professional microphone on my big camera. And my guys are logging where these turkeys are gobbling. And all the other guys told me that they're not doing anything. And I said, have you called at them? Oh, no, we don't want to do that. I said, okay. So this is what we did. We were having coffee and making turkeys gobble. This last year, we put the guys on the couch, remember? Yeah, some got a little closer at the end. Listen to this old hen here in a minute. We didn't scare them. We didn't mess them. We just got a turkey count. I've been scouting with the turkey call for over 30 years. There's nothing wrong with the boys and girls. It works. All right. Thank you, Maddie. Let's play. I was at the National Convention. I didn't get any current stuff, but the 2016 National Grand Nationals, I judge. And I got a little segment. I want you to hear a little bit of Jesse's calling, because we don't want him to do it over the phone, because it just doesn't come through the phone. All right, so let's play a little calling with Jesse here on stage last year. Here we go. Little flat-out cackle. He's got feathers on. And I always liked Jesse's calling. I liked it because he had a little more break in his yelp. Most of the guys don't have no break. This is turkey right here. Listen to that.
Jesse Martin, the Nick call.
There's our buddy Waddle. Listen to this. You know, that's not out in the woods in the trees where it's supposed to be. And this not sounds even in that
hole. The next call will be the Kiki Run.
Great whistle. But what we're waiting for, boys and girls, is the basic hen yelp. I want you to hear Jesse's yelp on the 2016 Grand National stage. I honestly, and I told Jesse he did a great job, I had him pick to win it myself. But I'm one judge. But I'm old school. I like that break in that yelp.
Plain yelp of a hen.
Listen to this. Listen to this. That's pure turkey. That boy's pooping feathers. That's awesome. Let's play a little intro for him. We need to get him on. Let's play a little intro for this guy. I like this guy. Yes, boys and girls. Little Kentucky boy here right now. Jesse Martin, 2017 Grand National Calling Champion. Jesse, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Man, great job this year and congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, one of the things that I really liked this year was you guys got to do that deal at the end. That's something we've talked about for years to make it more entertaining and a neater contest for everybody involved, including the callers, and separate the men from the boys. And, man, did you guys get separated when you did that. Tell them what you guys did in the final round, your last segment.
We got to do actual two different scenarios.
Yes.
This year. They give you a scenario, and you kind of paint the picture. The first scenario was a spring. Hen waking up on a limb, pitching out to a field searching company. Second scenario was the flock was already scattered. You had to get
fall,
regroup, yeah. And then two Jakes got in a fight. So yeah. you had four calls you had to do in each scenario. So the first scenario, you had to do a tree call, a fly down cackle, plane you up, plug and purr. Second scenario was Kiki, assembly, Jake Yelp and fighting purr.
Yeah,
so we kind of you got to paint a picture to the judge's ears.
Yes,
and it was. I love it.
I love it. We talked about it years ago and never got it in place. They did with the 2-man team, but they didn't do with this. And I'm so glad. I just regret I didn't get to judge this because you guys got to really sound like turkeys on this deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Handcuffs off of us.
Yeah, took the hand. Exactly. That's why I keep telling you. I said, it's not the caller's fault that the guy says, let's have the fly down cackle, please, 2 series. Let's have a cluck and a purr. You guys got to be turkeys, and that is so cool.
Yep.
Hey, and you know what? There's a lot of good callers. Them boys today, they're great callers. All those guys you call against and with are great. And you've been working. How long you been calling just to try to win this thing?
Oh, man, this is my 9th Grand National.
Yeah, so. Okay. And people that don't compete don't realize how much work you guys put in.
No, yeah, it ain't. We don't sound this good all the time, man. It's frustration. You get stressed.
Yeah.
You want to throw calls out the window. You want to quit.
I have.
you just can't quit doing it. Yeah. I've been 5th. I've been 4th. I've been 2nd twice.
Yeah.
And finally
got to
with
do it. Yeah.
And pulled out the W.
The pretty good fella that I know from Missouri was there right behind you, wasn't he?
Oh yeah,
JR. He good
JR
guy.
Lanham.
Good caller. Good guy. So,
yes, sir.
Have you come down to Earth yet since winning that thing?
Nope, still flying around.
Attaboy.
I seen on the news last night. So there was some fella still flying around the sky.
That's awesome. I'm really proud of you and happy that you got to win it. Couldn't happen to a better guy. I know how hard you work. And, brother, I told you and you heard me talking about you before you come on. I've always liked your calling. You're pure turkey, buddy.
Right.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Well, congratulations again. And I guess you're going to go at it again next year?
Absolutely. Going to go at it here in 2 weeks at the World Championship.
World Championship. So. See, that was a silly question on my part, Jesse Martin. All right, my friend. Congratulations, and thanks for coming on the show and sharing with our listeners. You're winning that great, awesome championship. It's not easy to do, that's for sure.
Hats off to you.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you having me.
All right, you bet, buddy. Have a great weekend. All right, Mr. Jesse Martin, 2017 Grand National Champion. How cool.
That is
what do you got for me before we go to commercial
I've got
break?
Mr. Gib Rhodes has a passion for introducing youth to hunting and conservation.
He's the gentleman that did the youth hunts with me in Kansas.
Wild turkey, thereby preserving our hunting heritage. Federation's mission. Rhodes earned a national award. He's a retired elementary school teacher in Madison, Kansas. Received one of the 5 Roger M. Latham Sportsman's Wild Turkey Service
Awards. Yeah, he won the Roger Latham Award. Awesome. Congratulations to Gib. Happy for him. Very happy for him.
Real quick, can I say happy birthday also to Jimmy Mraz and Donnie?
Okay. Absolutely. Donnie who?
Donnie Conway.
Oh.
Well, we all share
the same birthday. Is that Flareway?
Yeah.
Oh, Gasaway.
Gasaway, yeah.
Is it his birthday?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah.
He should be in here having some of this birthday cake
and,
with us.
And,
you want to cut him a piece of cake for his birthday and give it to him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, we're going to take a break.
Happy birthday,
guys. This segment was brought to you by who?
It's Midwest Outdoors
Magazine and Television.
Live, thank mobile, you. On demand.
No, that's us. let's go to break, and we'll see you all on the other side. We come back, we're going to talk some neat products we saw at the NWTF Convention Sports Show. See you on the other side, baby. Going out with a little Jesse Martin intro, baby.